responding. And there'll be some points where you can just let your imagination go and you don't need to be saying anything, and just using your imagination in evoking Akshobhya. And we'll have a mantra where we're kind of using our voice to call upon Akshobhya, or to arouse in ourselves that experience that Akshobhya stands for, that mirror-like wisdom, that enlightened mind, that potential in us. And you can join in for that particular mantra, and you're welcome to make offerings at any point that you move to. So you're welcome to be in front of your shrine to do the puja, or you're welcome to be, you know, facing into our virtual space. And yeah, let's just play. So we'll just settle ourselves in. Maybe just bringing all those six senses into our awareness. Sitting in the room. Hearing the sounds. Particular taste in our mouth. Noticing any sensations. Noticing if there is excitement, dread. Just noticing what's arising. Puja to Akshobhya, firstly worship. Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Vajra of what is.
Vajra of what is.
Reflecting everything.
Reflecting everything.
Signless you sit.
Signless you sit.
Radiating immense love and strength.
Radiating immense love and strength.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
You see what is seen.
You see what is seen.
Hear what is heard.
Hear what is heard.
Feel what is felt.
Feel what is felt.
In the vastness of unimpeded space.
In the vastness of unimpeded space.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Dwelling in calmly.
Dwelling in calm.
In the nature, empty nature of everything.
In the empty nature of everything.
Blissful, peaceful, completely without attachment.
Blissful, peaceful, completely without attachment.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Fearless one.
Fearless one.
Dwelling on the dynamic edge of experience.
Dwelling on the dynamic edge of experience.
Dwelling in the heart of love.
Dwelling in the heart of love.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Breaking through obstacles.
Breaking through obstacles.
Playful and joyful Vajra holder.
Playful and joyful Vajra holder.
Dancing in emptiness.
Dancing in emptiness.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Homage to Akshobhya.
Steadiness, solidity, strength.
Steadiness, solidity, strength.
He touches earth.
He touches earth.
He is rooted.
He is rooted.
Perfect equanimity.
Perfect equanimity.
Unshakable stability.
Unshakable stability.
Invocation of Akshobhya in call and response. Akshobhya, deep celestial blue.
Akshobhya, deep celestial blue.
Sitting at the pillar of dawn.
Sitting at the pillar of dawn.
Dwelling in the mystic east.
Dwelling in the mystic east.
Where the sun's light rises from the earth.
Where the sun's light rises from the earth.
The place of blessings.
The place of blessings.
Akshobhya.
Akshobhya.
Sitting on the diamond throne.
Sitting on the diamond throne.
The threshold between worlds.
The threshold between worlds.
The center of the universe.
The center of the universe.
Where the heart is fully open.
Where the heart is fully open.
Nothing held in, nothing excluded.
Nothing held in, nothing excluded.
All is truth here.
All is truth here.
Looking into Akshobhya's eyes.
Looking into Akshobhya's eyes.
Complete authenticity.
Complete authenticity.
All we are mirrored clearly in those calm eyes.
We are all mirrored clearly in those calm eyes.
Doing nothing in the stillness of reflection.
Doing nothing in the stillness of reflection.
We meet Akshobhya.
We meet Akshobhya.
Akshobhya forms a mirage, a dream.
Akshobhya forms a mirage, a dream.
The moon reflected in water.
The moon reflected in water.
Looking inward to mind, everything appearing.
Looking inward to mind, everything appearing.
Yet without substance.
Yet without substance.
Appearances evanescent as mist.
Appearances evanescent as mist.
Akshobhya holding the Vajra.
Akshobhya holding the Vajra.
Vajra being empty nature.
Vajra being empty nature.
Vajra being dancing in freedom.
Vajra being dancing in freedom.
Vajra being the playful and spontaneous.
Vajra being the playful and spontaneous.
Akshobhya, the water that flows.
Akshobhya, the water that flows.
Stream of knowledge.
Stream of knowledge.
Rushing and refreshing.
Rushing and refreshing.
Akshobhya moving in our blood.
Akshobhya moving in our blood.
Our life, our vitality.
Our life, our vitality.
Flowing into the ocean of wisdom.
Flowing into the ocean of wisdom.
Akshobhya vibrating, shimmering in radiant blueness.
Akshobhya vibrating, shimmering in radiant blueness.
The sky sings your name in space.
The sky sings your name in space.
Through emptiness, a blue voice.
Through emptiness, a blue voice.
A colour of sand.
A colour of sand.
The electric pulse of touch.
The electric pulse of touch.
Akshobhya rising sun that dispels ignorance.
Akshobhya rising sun that dispels ignorance.
Touching earth.
Touching earth.
The Vajra strikes the earth.
The Vajra strikes the earth.
The king has come.
The king has come.
The land is fruitful.
The land is fruitful.
Earth made firm.
Earth made firm.
The gift received.
The gift received.
The way opened.
The way opened.
The goddess rises to witness.
The goddess rises to witness.
Hear fruition.
Hear fruition.
Hear completion.
Hear completion.
above and below, everywhere.
Above and below, everywhere.
In Akshobhya's presence.
In Akshobhya's presence.
We enter the gates of truth.
We enter the gates of truth.
We enter the mandala of awakening.
We enter the mandala of awakening.
When this evocation, just an opportunity to sit back and evocate Akshobhya in your mind. Dawn, in a vast open sky, the Buddha Akshobhya is seated on a deep blue lotus throne. The lotus rests on the back of two great elephants. They stand firm in empty space. Akshobhya rests in a vibrant peace. His body is made of rich, pulsing blue light. He has dark hair. He sits in full lotus at ease. Relaxed, graceful, and powerful. His body radiates light. It radiates strength and an energy unbounded by any form. We feel it in waves flowing from him. His left hand rests in his lap, relaxed, standing upright upon it. As a golden flowing vajra, poised, perfectly balanced, the still center. His right hand reaches down, palm inwards. The tips of his fingers touch the wide moon mat upon which he sits. His whole figure conveys confidence, solidity, strength, and grace. He is gently smiling. His clear-seeing eyes look to us compassionately. At his heart is a pale blue hung symbol, the universal and individual integrated. From his heart echoes the mantra embodying his wisdom. It fills space. It is carried everywhere. The words are like a garland of joy in the heart. Om, Vajra, Akshobhya, Hong. In the seal of reality, of unshakable certainty, it is the sureness of true knowing, tranquil, steady, each moment complete in itself, weight and depth, lightness and clarity, lacking nothing, complete as it is. All is reflected in the mirror of the mind. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. Om Vajra Akshobhya 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 Hum. In the completion section, I invite you to pronounce Ima Ho, this celebratory Ima Ho exclamation when we hear a sound.
Ima Ho.
In the clearness of mind, self cannot confirm itself, and the unshakable compassion of bodhicitta bursts forth.
Ima Ho.
The diamond lover awakens, rouses, quickens, touches us to the core. The seed is watered and surges forth into life. The sap rises, the fruit and the flower come forth. The knowledge in each heart rises like the sun at dawn.
Amaho.
Mirror-like wisdom, mind reflecting everything as it arises and passes. Wisdom gone beyond, no concept, no reference point, no essence in any appearance, the seed of Buddhahood is sown. The mandala of appearances and enlightenment are one.
Amaho.
To that one who knows, I pray, to the one who always gives, I bow. To the sun breaking my heart, I prostrate.
Amaho.
Akshobhya, Buddha, you bring life, you bring joy. Mind and appearances merge, nothing to fear now. Nothing to grasp here, no denying or avoiding. No desire to control a thing, no ideas or thinking needed. Touching earth. The teacher's words enter my heart. The treasure is in my palm.
Amaho.
Akshobhya, enlightenment, dwelling in the diamond sphere, unswayed by concepts or thoughts. The firm mind resting in peace, complete in itself. hatred dissolved into the blue sky. The angry voices dissolve in the great expanse. The wrathful deities dance, the powerful energies play. The spiritual warrior puts on the armor of patience and takes up the sword of wisdom. The yogi in the cremation ground laughs. The Dakinis dance in the sphere of great bliss.
Emaho.
So a dedication in call and response. Vajrakshobhya.
Vajrakshobhya.
May I never lose heart.
May I never lose heart.
May compassion and love become unwavering.
May compassion and love become unwavering.
May I be strong and patient in the face of suffering.
May I be strong and patient in the face of suffering.
May I develop an ever deepening kindness.
May I develop an ever deepening kindness.
To myself, others, and the world.
To myself, others, and the world.
May the dark and the disturbing aspects of my mind.
May the dark and the disturbing aspects of my mind.
Be transformed by practicing the Dharma.
Be transformed by practicing the Dharma.
By the grace of the Buddha.
By the grace of the Buddha.
May this restless, unfulfilled mind find peace.
May this restless, unfulfilled mind find peace.
And may the spiritual potential of all beings.
And may the spiritual potential of all beings.
Unfold like the petals of the lotus.
Unfold like the petals of the lotus.
In the light of the Buddha's compassion.
In the light of the Buddha's compassion.
Conclusion and call and response. Akshobhya.
Akshobhya.
Looking into the mirror of the mind.
Looking into the mirror of the mind.
The mysterious home of the Dakini.
The mysterious home of the Dakini.
That which sees.
That which sees.
And that which is seen.
And that which is seen.
One in the same.
One in the same.
The light in all things.
The light in all things.
And the light of awareness.
And the light of awareness.
Illuminating experience.
Illuminating experience.
One indivisible field of awareness.
One indivisible field of awareness.
Akshobhya.
Akshobhya.
Giving birth to the first utterance.
Giving birth to the first utterance.
At dawn.
At dawn.
At the very beginning.
At the very beginning.
The pristine condition.
The pristine condition.
That is everywhere at all times.
That is everywhere at all times.
Om. Om. Om.
Om. Om. Om.
Akshobhya.
Akshobhya.
The silence at the end of all things.
The silence at the end of all things.
The gateway to liberation.
The gateway to liberation.
That is the pristine condition.
The pristine condition.
That is everywhere.
That is everywhere.
At all times.
At all times.
And finally, transferring merits in call and response. May the love and understanding.
May the love and understanding
and dynamic energy generated here
and dynamic energy generated here
now go towards ending the afflictions and suffering of all beings.
Go towards ending the afflictions and suffering of all beings.
May poverty, hunger, social injustice, and war, cease. By the power of my generosity, and passionate desire for the well-being of the planet, just as earth, water, fire, and air,
sustain and nurture,
all human, animal, plant, and mineral beings,
throughout all space.
So may I be. That which embodies humility. Which protects and nourishes all beings. Of past, present, and future. Until we have all attained.
Liberation.
So that brings us to the end of our morning session today. Now that we have entered the eastern realm of Akshobhya, I invite you to remain in that realm for the next few hours over lunch. If you come to our lunch lounge, using the same login at 1 o'clock. We'll be meeting at Eastern Realm for that. And we'll meet each other again at 4 o'clock, where we're going to encounter another Buddha. But that's not until then. So for now, let's just be in the presence of Akshobhya.
Could you mention Pranyanita, where the materials like the ritual we just had are available on the internet, where the recordings are available, please?
Okay. I wonder how quickly I can do that. I'll try to do that rather quickly now, so I can put it in the chat, so you've got a link to it. It's basically a private page, so you need that link for the website. And hopefully we'll be putting the recordings on there as we go along. We might sometimes have a bit of a delay.
Okay.
Thanks, Pranyanita. Yeah. So yes, this afternoon, Ratnasambhava is the Buddha in the south, the Buddha of abundance. So let's have a bit of abundance this afternoon. at 4 o'clock, from 4 till 6 o'clock. A couple of hours of abundance.
Okay, hopefully we've got the page. Yeah, so it's West London Buddhist Center, Psychology Liberation Recordings. Yeah, it's in the chat.
Thanks very much.
See you at lunch. Bye.
See you.
I am treating the retreat as a silent, so I might not be on the lunchtime.
That's perfect, Millie. You do what is needed.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Tom.
Nice to see you. Oh, hang on.
And I want to say again, my heart is full of my mind, my cheetah is full of gratitude for this morning. I can't even say it because I get choked because of happiness. Ciao tutti. See you later.
Is it the puja text, Tom?
Yeah, the one you just read. It's not in my book.
No, it's not. I don't think I'll put it all on the website page, but I can send it to you, yeah?
Thank you. It was lovely. Thank you.
It's a Dhiramati Puja, that one.
Is it? Really nice. Thanks, guys. Really enjoyed it.
See you, Tom.
See you, Tom.
Good. That worked well. Very well. Right into the half hour, the puja. So nicely done.
Well, we're in the mandala.
We are in the mandala. How was your breakout group? I put 6 people in each group because if I'd gone for 5, it would have been a couple of 5s and a couple of 4s.
Yes, I think it's all right. Yeah.
You had enough time?
Yeah. I usually, well, when I'm 6, I kind of don't talk. I don't know, they took a bit of time to start talking, and I don't know whether it's because I'm there that they would sort themselves out quicker, you know. So at the end, I just said, you know, who wants to start, and I asked them to nominate each other, you know, because otherwise they would just be sitting.
What I was going to do was not allocate you to a room and then ask you, did you want to be allocated, rather than send you into one. But then I realized, I can't do that. I can't. The host stays out, certainly on automatic.
Yeah.
I'd have to do it all manually, allocate everybody.
But I could have not gone.
Of course. You could have not pressed your I forgot about that.
I did wanted to see what it was like. Did you go to any group or not?
No, I was desperate for a pee.
I suppose the 2 hours are very, you know, like toilet before.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was great. Very good talk and puja and meditation that brought in the theme of contact. So yeah, it's great. I think it really worked as a whole composite.
I think it's nice to have now a couple of hours before we go to Ratnasambhava, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Let's dwell with Serbia for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right,
go down. Do you need anything before 4 o'clock?
No, but if there's anything, I can chat to you at 10 to 4.
Okay, then. I'll see you then, yeah?
See you then.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.